Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Republican Senator Lee Katie Britt, apparently incapable of raising her own children, needs government help, she says.
Okay.
As a mom, you know, you work so diligently to keep your children safe. And used to, you would get them home at night and you would lock the doors and you'd be able to kind of exhale. And now the enemy is inside our home.
What should I do? Take an interest in my children's online activities and limit them?
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be like a thing a parent would do.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, have every adult that wants to use social media have to have a license to do it? Huh. Gosh, let me think. Yeah, I need the government to raise my children. Well, I'll just have to have a national ID. It's going so fast, Lee. You're watching the beast system right in front of your... I can't believe it every day. I mean, I can't even keep track of it most days. Keep up with it. It's crazy. And watching the Republicans and the Democrats come together yesterday, whenever I hear rare bipartisan agreement, I go, oh no, we got to stop it. And I don't even know what it is. Because if the Democrats want it, it's bad. It's really, really bad news. They were trying to outdo each other in this... I can't believe, you know, you got to be a little smarter if you're going to go for censorship and a social credit score system like they have in China, because you don't want to name the bill to do it the exact thing all the other bills that are doing it around the world are called. Like, come up with something different, y'all. See, that's the thing. The media wants to tell you this morning, Lee, even Fox News, the reporting on this is horrendous. Newsmax is a little better. OAN gets it. They're focusing on, wow, first in the world, child online safety. How cool. Accounts are banned for those under 16. And it makes it sound like it only affects kids. Doesn't affect me. Oh, it does. You're going to have to verify your identity with, in Australia, where this started, with a national ID. The kind we're well on our way to having here. In fact, we're well on our way to having in South Carolina, where legislation's already been filed to turn the real ID into a digital ID. And in fact, in South Carolina, sitting in a Senate committee right now. In fact, in South Carolina, the real ID, the digital one, will become your primary ID by default when you get it. We don't have it yet here. 12 states already have it. And Donald Trump's government implemented Joe Biden's horrific government permission travel scheme, where if you show up and you're one of the 44% who smartly refuse to get a real ID, guess what you get? A face scan at the kiosk. You got to pay for that, $45. And they create a temporary digital ID for you, last 10 days. Then you got to do it again.
I'm sure it's temporary, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure they definitely don't save the facial image.
No, those images don't wind up on a data center somewhere.
No,
of course not.
They never would, except they also compare your facial image to existing databases. The federal government has many of them called from license.
Exactly.
Yes. So if you want to know where this is coming from and timing of it, it's been about 2 months now since Larry Ellison and Bill Gates showed up at the White House to promote digital ID. Why do we need that? Says billionaire tech guru Larry Ellison, standing next to Bill Gates and Donald Trump. I'll tell you.
The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
So the key for that is getting that digital ID in people's hands, forcing them to use it. And by the way, if you don't want the facial scan, you can just get your digital ID, load it into your wallet. In fact, Apple now has partnered with the Trump administration and the TSA. This actually started during the Biden administration. They just carried it forward. I don't even know if Trump knows he's doing all this. But they carried it forward. And basically, Apple has a way now inside your Apple wallet, your online wallet, where you can create your own digital ID. And then a TSA will accept it. So isn't that super? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the key here in Australia is that it applies to adults. And the absolutely creeptastic Orwellian way that you have to verify your age to keep your social media accounts.
Creeptastic?
Yes.
I like that.
It's very creepy.
Good. Yeah. Creeptastic.
Now, you don't have to tattoo the 666 on your hands.
Oh, good.
Yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's still optional.
All right.
Although, if you want to go ahead and get it done, you know, just for your convenience, you can.
How about a barcode?
Oh, that'll work, too. Yeah. That'll work, too. But this is a mess. So if you want to fly, they're forcing basically the flying public to either get the digital ID or do the facial scan or get the real ID, which is in all these states in the process of being digitized. By the way, in some of these states that are doing this, they will digitize your ID. It's going to be interesting to see if South Carolina does this. They digitize your ID. It just sits there until you like basically claim it. In other words, you pay a fee, $15, $20, and then you can download it. So in other words, you've got real ID. You're going to have digital ID. You don't even know it.
So I've got to pay for my own identity.
Yes. By the way, all of that. See, here's the key part of this. This is a national ID. Because once you go real ID, all of your information is uploaded.
Well, the federal gun registry will be next.
Well, no. This makes that possible.
Yes, exactly.
It makes all of it possible. Yeah.
That could simply be another box to check on that digital ID.
So when you see the Uniparty push this like yesterday, oh, we need this just like Australia. And the Republicans and Democrats are outdoing each other, trying to compete for who wants to be the toughest to save kids. But again, it's adults. This is targeted at. You have to prove your identity and your age. And you even have like Cornyn and creepy Dick Durbin saying, yeah, we want to do it just like Australia. Really, Dick? Really? So I guess I got to start with the facial scan first. Or just upload a short video clip so we can scan your face. Verify your age. If we can't tell, then you're going to have to augment that with a driver's license. Or you could just use your national digital ID, which they already have in Australia. That'll work too. But if you want to do that, then go ahead and upload a credit card so you have your whole history. What you have right there, that is the basis for the Chinese social credit system. To use that, you need what is called a digital key. And you only have to use it once. You use it at the point of login. This starts that, but it's for social media. This way, Lee, they can simply just turn all your accounts off. And you know what's the creepiest part of this whole thing? Is this headline. And this just, Drudge ran it top of the fold yesterday, and they should have. This is from NBC, which they love this, by the way. Australia launches youth social media ban. It says will be the world's first domino. Well, who said it'd be the first domino? Australia's chief censor, Julie Inman Grant, because they have the same censorship there they do in the UK. She's Australia's e-safety commissioner. She said, I've always referred to this as the first domino, which is why they push back. The first domino in what? Well, international world ID to get on social media. Now, if you want to still use social media as an adult in Australia and you're not willing to undergo this vetting process, You can't use your account, but you can still see the social media. In other words, you can read what other people are doing, but it's going to run a lot slower for you. So, to protect the kids, Lee. All the kids.
Yeah.
Or you could get off your butt and go upstairs and engage with your children and see what they're doing. You could try that. I mean, I know it's crazy. But, you know, literally in the last week, we've watched Democrats release illegal immigrant sex offenders while they, with a straight face, are telling us they're trying to protect children from being sexualized online.
Yeah, right.
But if the illegal immigrant sex offender living next door sexualizes you, we're good with that. We're totally good with that.
It's not a problem. In fact, they're willing to encourage more to come across the border.
Right. And you can show up and be a pedophile convicted in your own country. Joe Biden lets you go. You can be wanted by Interpol. Don't care. Joe Biden lets you go. So this is not a party interested in protecting children. In fact, they don't care. They didn't even look for the 500,000 they lost. So that's not about this. This is a creeper to online safe. So safety. So when they say, well, we want one just like Australia. Oh, I bet they do. Lee, this is the same people that will not codify Donald Trump's executive orders. Mm-hmm. And yet you're seeing John Cornyn, Dick Durbin, Katie Britt, all members of the Uniparty in good standing. They got to have this right away, they say. Now, what I hope will happen to save adults from total tyranny in this country is the First Amendment will kick in and they'll say, no, you can't take accounts from 16-year-olds and this will gut it. But they'll be back. They'll try to find a new way to do it because Larry Ellison and Bill Gates want it and whatever they want seems to happen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Donald Trump totally rebuked, y'all. Oh yeah, devastating win for the Democrats in Miami. Yeah, Florida is a heavily Republican state there, saying voters rebuking Trump and it's all over. So you Republicans might as well just give up and stay home. Yep, we're winning now. Mm-hmm. The coverage of this is so bad. This is why I watch Fox News so I can see what you're watching and fix the mess afterwards. The story goes like this. First Democrat mayoral win in Miami in 30 years in a rebuke to Trump. They hate him now. It's over. Okay. If it's a rebuke to Trump, I got a little trivia question to ask you. Trump ran way back in 2024. Did Trump win Miami? Be kind of bad if he did, and Republican mayor can't win it now. Did Trump win Miami in 2024? The city of Miami? No, he lost. Wait, Trump couldn't win Miami? Didn't he win Florida in a landslide? Yeah. Well, let's think. Who else is really popular in Florida? Let's see. It'll come to me. I know. Ron DeSantis. An even bigger landslide there than Trump. Guy who definitely separated himself from Trump. He's very beloved in Florida. Bigger landslide than Trump. How big? 19 points. Statewide. So, I mean, DeSantis won in Miami, right? In 2022. Oh, DeSantis couldn't win Miami? No. It's a Democrat stronghold. Huh. That doesn't sound like a rebuke of Trump then. Well, no. See, there's two, and a lot of people covering this are conflating Miami-Dade and Miami. Miami-Dade is the county. Miami is a city in the county. DeSantis won Miami-Dade. So did Trump. Trump did not win Miami. So this is not like a reversal on, you know, wow, Republicans, we thought they owned Florida. I mean, I'm seeing the dumbest takes here. I expect lies from the left, but from ours, like, come on, y'all. Do a little research before you open your mouth. So, yeah, is this the first Democrat win in 30 years? Yes, but have you looked at what kind of Republicans win Miami? I'm going to give you a hint. It's not Republicans like Donald Trump. He couldn't do it in 24. It's definitely not Republicans like Ron DeSantis. He couldn't do it in 22. Basically, you're a Democrat running as a communist, and that's how you win Miami. But this is the same kind of pattern that we're seeing in Virginia and New Jersey, where we pretended those were red states. And then everyone said, oh my gosh, the Republican Party's DOA when we lost them. This is the same kind of stupid coverage. I don't know why our side does. Just brain dead. But here's the thing to know. What we are seeing here is an erosion in the Hispanic vote. And we had told ourselves we got him in the pocket. We totally locked him down. We won Hispanic men running away. That is not supposed to happen, or Democrats would not have imported 25 million of them. Illegally, by the way. So what's going on there? Again, if you look at the exit polling, it's not Trump's stance on immigration, although they want you to think that. It's affordability. Democrats have gotten a hit in. If you look at Trump's numbers on every other issue, people are with him. They are. But affordability, no, Trump, they've gotten a hit in. And so what is happening is Democrats are super pumped up because they think they're living through a Hitlerian-style fascist regime. Okay, whatever. And they're showing up, and our side's kind of meh. I don't know. If I've got extra time, I'll show up. We have that attitude through the mid. So this is not a rejection of Trump. Again, it'd be a rejection of Trump if he won Miami. Trump did not win Miami in 24 in his, you know, Florida landslide. So the idea that some guy is going to do it is not going to happen. So look, I'm not overly alarmed here. Democrats right now, and by the way, our side, and they are acting like, wow, we're like plus 13 or something in the generic, but no, they're plus 3. Democrats tend to be deadbeats. You surprised? In terms of showing up at the polls. So Democrats really need, like, if they're going to win the midterms, they really need to be sitting at a plus 6. And that's about parity. They'll about win. We're a little more dependable than they are for showing up. So Democrats at plus 3, yeah, I mean, you know, they're almost always, even in years Republicans win in the midterms, they're usually, I mean, if Democrats are at plus 1, plus 2, plus 3, that's usually pretty good for us going in. So, yeah, are Trump's numbers softening? They are. But it's not quite like the picture they're painting. Let me put it this way. I'm not going to panic yet. But if anything, I really would look at it like what Trump needs to do is stop saying stupid stuff. If you look at Trump's numbers, you can see this in Rasmussen polling. There really is a really fascinating thing. If Rush Limbaugh was here today, he would tell it this way. The reason they couldn't take out Trump, Rush used to explain this, was the same reason they couldn't take out Rush, because they are self-created. Trump created himself. The media didn't create him. Rush created himself. The mainstream liberal media didn't create him. And so they can't take you down. Trump nosedived on one particular day in July of this year, and he has not come back from it. he was above 50 percent in polling before that and pretty much unstoppable. Was it because of inflation? No. Although telling them people that, it's not. No. That was the day that Pam Bondi, and I had so much respect for her for doing this, knew this Epstein thing was going to be a problem. And she stepped up to the camera and said, look, this is my responsibility. I'm taking responsibility for getting the Epstein documents out. In other words, if they didn't come out for whatever reason, and I just think the deep state destroyed them. I think we can't get them out. I think they hit him or destroyed him. I think it was Comey's little girl, but whatever, who did it. And she stepped up and bravely said that. Trump all but shoves her aside and says, forget that. If you want the Epstein documents, I don't want your vote. Instant crash in his ratings. He's never recovered. He skyrocketed down to 46%. He's been back up at 47, 48, even 49, but he can't break the 50 barrier anymore. But he was headed back up a little bit until he told his largest demographic supporters, those under the age of 30, which, by the way, have never majority been before the Republican Party before, till he told them Indians were smarter and better, and so he was going to give them their jobs. Second dumbest thing I've ever heard a politician say after, I don't want your vote, I'm with Epstein. And his numbers crashed down again. He tried to fix it by repeating it. That's what did this in terms of why his numbers are soft. I still think he can fix all of that. He's great on everything else, but the Democrats are really hitting him on affordability, and he's doing exactly what he needs to do to get on the campaign trail. Folks, how long have I told you that the world's worst criminals would flock to the United States of America? I was saying this at the height of the Biden regime because they had been invited to come to the United States of America. So, you know, most countries below this one have bonds. So when you kill somebody or you do something bad, they bond you out before your trial. You would just head north. Come up here, become a Democrat voter. They'll pay, we didn't know this at the time, everything. They'll pay all your bills fraudulently, but they'll pay them. They'd even go so far as to removing all of the fraud controls off Obamacare, resulting in a 35% fraud rate. So that all you would need is your name and your birthday to sign up for Obamacare. It was so bad that the insurance companies began robbing the American people blind at an even higher rate than the Somalis. If they could get insurance agents, if your insurance agent could get your name and your birthday, that's all they need to sign you up. They don't even need to tell you you're signed up. Massive, absolutely massive fraud. Shocking. Level of fraud. Dr. Oz reporting they have found 4.4 million Obamacare cases, like policies that are either fraudulent, so it's insurance companies just signing people up because they got their name and their birth date, or it's an illegal immigrants, which is why Democrats did that. So the illegals could go on Obamacare. Because you can't hide them all on Medicaid. It's too obvious. We've taken 12 million of them in 4 years.
The problem here is that you, the American taxpayer, are footing the bill for all of this fraud in the form of tax subsidies. Under President Trump and Secretary Kennedy, we are not sitting idly by. We've uncovered 4.4 million improper enrollments, including roughly 1.6 million individuals who were enrolled in both Medicaid and an Obamacare plan in 2024, which taxpayers, by the way, are footing the bill in both of these cases. You get double insurance. You're not paying for either. We've already started cleaning up the system by removing about 1 million people from Obamacare who are or should be covered somewhere else. This alone is going to save taxpayers billions in waste. In fact, the very first rule we announced in this administration was our marketplace integrity and affordability rule, which would have, and I'm listing it out, enforced common sense income verification checks, made sure people who were enrolled knew they were enrolled, and blocked illegal immigrants from accessing taxpayer-funded care. But here's the bonus of it all. Our rule would have lowered premiums across the board for Americans by an average of 5%. That's a lot of money. Now, we're on track. Doing fine until Blue Cities brought a politically motivated lawsuit against us, tying up this important rule in litigation. I want to applaud Congress for at least giving us some additional tools through the Working Families Tax Cut legislation that will enable us to bolster verification in future years. Meanwhile, we're continuing to fight every day to clean up the Obamacare problems. And as this report rightly points out, there's still a lot of work to be done.
That's a 35% fraud rate. So the big fight going on right now, and I told you about this in recent weeks, Democrats want to keep paying the company directly. So any person that an insurance agent can get their name and their birth date, they pay. And they also shifted to 100% compensation plan. In other words, 100% pay plan for the country. So people didn't even know they were on these plans till tax time. Now hundreds of thousands of them are angry. They're calling the federal government. Biden must have ignored it when that happened. All of this was to facilitate the illegal immigrants being able to sign up so they could rip the American people off. That's what Democrats do. Do you hear that number in there? So much fraud on Obamacare, it caused the premiums to go up 5% across the board, period, for every healthcare plan in the country. So Democrat fraud and their voter drive is literally gutting American families. And when you look at the average price of a healthcare plan, it's $26,000 to $28,000 for a family of four. So 5% is a big deal. Just massive Democrat fraud. They are eating us alive. And it's got to stop. But the good news is, we're in court fighting to end the fraud. Democrats are suing to keep it. We're going to win. This is why Democrats want to pay the corporation. They know these healthcare companies will rob us blind, but they also know that in the deluge of the fraud, that illegal immigrants will slide through. Because look, folks, when you take 12 million into the country and another 13 million, you let them overstay their visas, and then you bring 4 million more on immigrant visas, that's 30 million total. But some months you don't even create any jobs, and most months it's 100,000 to 150. There are no jobs for these people. So you got to feed them, you got to clothe them, you got to shelter them, you got to do their health care. So that involves a lot of fraud. And that is what we're seeing from Maine to Minnesota to this. Now, Republicans are fighting to let you keep your money, much more of it in the HSA, and then they will actually, whatever your Obamacare subsidy is, they will put it in the account. You would be able to choose any company you want, not the ones ripping you off. They don't want that because that's identity verified and the illegals can't game that system. They'll go home and they won't vote Democrat. And that's Democrats' biggest fear, that they'll go home. But folks, wait until you hear who was here. It's not even that he fled here. It's that he turned himself in at the border, was wanted by Interpol. God, how many times have I told this story? A murderer, a known assassin. And the Biden administration went, hey, welcome to America. Here's a copy of Kamala's book because they give those out in baggies at the border. Here's your Obama phone. Do you need a hotel? Cool, American taxpayers are so stupid, they'll pay for that. Do you need a plane ride anywhere? Well, no, look, you might have led a little assassination squad and killed some people back in your home country, but we're good with that. Where do you want to fly to? Oh, no, you don't need an ID. No, it's good. You go vote Democrat though, right? Okay, good. We're good. All right. Yeah, no, we'll get your flight plans together. That's the Democrat Party right there. But folks, wait till you hear this next. This tops all. You ever met anybody who has their own kill squad? See, me either. But Gerson Cuadra Soto of Guatemala did. Gerson Cuadra Soto, now of Nebraska, a member in good standing of the MS-13 gang. He oversaw a kill squad that executed the son of the former president. I'm sorry, I said Guatemala, it's Honduras. The former president of Honduras. Well, things got a little hot for him. As you can imagine, they were kind of looking for him. So where did he go? Oh, into Joe Biden, the Democrats' loving arms. Where else? Duh. Oversaw one of the country's major kill units suspected of executing the assassination of the son of the former president of Honduras. Gerson Emir Cuadra Soto, also known as Phantasma, was detained Monday in his new home of Nebraska. He has been charged with four homicides in his home country of Honduras, but here he's just another Democrat voter, just waiting to cast this ballot for the first time. But whatever. He was involved in the July 2022 assassination of Syed Lobo Bonilla. son of former Honduran president, his last name, Sosa. Bonilla and three others were gunned down after leaving a nightclub. So, you know, three homicides. They were kind of looking for him, which is why his name and face were on Interpol. Interpol. That they were able to bribe their way out of jail and free into the loving arms of Joe Biden, the lunatic, entering the United States illegally from Texas, where he turned himself in despite being wanted. No fear. It gets better. Where do you go if you're on the run from four homicides and lead a kill squad in Honduras? California. Where else? There's the most Democrats per capita there, right? So, you know, your level of relative crazy is through the roof. He makes his way to California and obtains a driver's license. Get this. Under his true identity. No worries. Federal agents tracked Soto to his home in Nebraska, where he was taken into custody without incident. He is soon to not be voting Democrat because he'll be on his way back to Honduras to face his trial for the killing of four people. Four people. So when the Democrats want to complain about killing narco terrorists, understand the kind of people they waived it. He turned himself in at the border. Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.